I noticed that you're protesting the horn blower people on the day when people are out here to protest the war in Iraq.
Right.
Do you think that there's a purpose for being here?
Absolutely, because...
How is it related?
Basically, because this horn blower owner, Terry McRae, is a big Bush donor, big Republican donor.
He's a big Republican donor.
And the Bush appointee to the Interior Department, in my opinion, swung things very favorably toward this fellow getting a contract to go to a national park, which is Alcatraz. The Alcatraz ferry run, I don't know what the numbers are. The Alcatraz ferry run, I don't know what the actual numbers are, generates millions in profit. And so basically, you donate a dollar to the Republican Party, and you turn around and give very favorable terms to some donor who then makes $100 in profit. So you make $99 on your $1 donation to the GOP. Now, I'm simplifying and around smoothing things down tremendously, but cronyism is cronyism, and I think the Iraq War is basically designed to generate profit to all of the donors and the usual suspects.
So you see it as being related to war and cronyism and some people raking it in while other people are suffering, huh?
I recall reading a statistic yesterday that the share, gross national product share of wages, the share of the gross national product that's going to wages and salaries is at the lowest point since 1929.
Yeah,
union membership is at the lowest point.
Lowest point.
It's at 12% nationally now. So you have an interesting line. Unionship membership goes down, the share of gross national product going to wages and salaries, which is, you know, upper level poor and middle class people, declines, profits to corporations, highest point since 1950. Now, you could always talk about the free market and the new economy and all that, but eventually what it gets down to is that you're basically just, you're just taking the cream from one place, taking the milk from the mass and making cream for the top.
That's it. Okay. May I ask you quickly, what do you think we should do about George Bush and the war in Iraq?
Well, we should put some pressure on the Democrats that the people have elected to clean this mess up, to not be middle-of-the-road centrist, you know, get radical.
Do you think that they've been trying to help?
Who's they?
The Democrats?
Well, the Democrats' first job is to get elected to office, which is important, because unless they're in there to fight the Republicans, they can't do anything. Now that they're in, it's time to get serious. I think Jim Webb's counter to the State of the Union speech was a fantastic... I mean, obviously, he can't be too radical. But that's the direction the Democratic Party needs to go in. The Democrats need to become a populist party again, representing Americans rather than business interests. And the closer they get to populism, a la Kucinich, who probably doesn't have a chance to be president, the better it is for the American public. Me, I personally, for president, would support John Edwards. He's not perfect, but believe me, he's about as close to perfect as the slate that's out there.